From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It would be something of an understatement to label pop singer Bjork idiosyncratic. Her music, her outfits, and her offstage activities go far beyond that. Musically, she's recorded screaming punk rock, flamboyant dance tracks, and hushed electronic ballads. Her latest CD comes out today. It's called Volta, and our critic Will Hermes sat down to talk with the singer. He says the project is filled with unexpected artistry.
Back in the 90s, after fronting the oddball new wave group the Sugar Cubes, Bjork began releasing solo records. The earliest ones, Debut and Post and Homogenic, were sexy and rambunctious and elegantly weird, but they were still clearly pop music, largely designed with dance clubs in mind. Her more recent records, Vespertine and Medulla, were something else. They were quieter and more intimate affairs, which clearly had something to do with the birth of Bjork's daughter and her relationship with the baby's father, conceptual artist Matthew Barney. There was fascinating and moving music on both Vespertine and Medulla, but I missed that ecstatic, noisy, bacchanalian Bjork of earlier stuff. On her new record, Volta, that Bjork has returned somewhat, and I got to speak with her about it in New York City when she was previewing the record. The big news was that she'd collaborated on a few songs with Timbaland, the super producer behind recent monster hits like Justin Timberlake's Sexy Back and Nelly Furtado's Promiscuous. But Bjork is a producer herself, so I wonder how she and Timbaland work together.
I don't know so much how it usually works, but I know, I can tell you how we did this, is that we went into the same room, and I decided not to prepare anything because I just wanted to enjoy the merge of me and him, because I've been listening to his music for so many years that I didn't want to come like with a list, you know, in my head, this is what we're doing or whatever. And in the space of 2 hours, we had like four songs. And it was very improvised and very quick. And everything's done really live. And then afterwards, I mean, he sort of trusted me to take all the files. And I noodled with him for a year.
That year of noodling is evidently why Bjork's collaborations don't sound much like Timbaland's radio hits. But commercial pop is just one style Bjork noodles with on Volta. Another is the virtuoso West African harp music of Tumani Diabate, which Bjork made into collages with a computer. That was after recording Diabate in Bamako, the capital city of Mali. Certainly a different experience than working in London or New York.
We're just experimenting and did a lot of stuff together. The first day, for example, the electricity of the studio went, so we were sitting in a yard for 8 hours, and he was just playing, and when do you think the electricity is going to go back on? And it was like, I don't know, last time it went for 8 weeks. And we were just sitting in the yard with, like, candles, and I was just singing on top of whatever he was doing.
Eventually, a track came together, which included beats from the producer Timbaland, and Bjork needed to put words to it.
And I had like three lyrics that I'd sort of been noodling with in my diary. And then this one lyric, it was just like the syllables matched. And in first thinking, it was like, no, it's totally the wrong song because it's about a pregnant suicide bomber. This song is like a beautiful ballad. And you sort of expect it to be a brutal techno track to go with suicide bombers, you know?
It's brave territory to tread into as a songwriter. Did you approach it with any trepidation?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I read the news and I'm just like, it's just exhausting. And I mean, I felt kind of, I was pleased with it. I mean, that's probably why I ended up putting on the record, because it's not taking any sides or it's not judging anyone. It's just kind of like, if something reflecting on how complicated the whole thing is. What's the lesson of two
evils? If a bump was fake, our The title of Björk's new record, Volta, is inspired by both the River Volta in Ghana and by Alessandro Volta, the Italian physicist who invented the battery at the end of the 1700s. You can tease various meanings from the title. There's a definite African tinge to the music. The Congolese group Konono No. 1 appear on the record, along with Tumani Diabate, and you could certainly call much of the music high voltage. But it's the spirit of invention that defines Volta, artistic if not scientific. There's a lavish impulsiveness in its mix of electronic dance beats, an Icelandic brass section, Diabate's ancient kora music, a Chinese pipa, free jazz drumming, and the flamboyant vocals of the British-American singer Anthony. Sounds rub together, elbow each other aside, and sparks fly. Björk leaves room for magic to happen. Between the planned and the improvised, the rational and the intuitive, the left hemisphere of the brain and the right. And often, magic does happen.
It was an unusual album for me because usually, especially last three albums, I've been more proud of it's coming from me, built up from ground. But on this album, I played sort of an interesting role to involve all these people so early in the songwriting. And then I ended up a lot of the time playing this kind of role of some sort of a catalyst and digging little tunnels between people, because the theme of this album is so much about celebrating the right hemisphere, where there is a sort of a holistic view on everything, where there's flow between all the sections. But I was maybe the babysitter of that idea.
The international flavor of Volta isn't exactly new territory for Björk, who has a global following and who comes from a country so tiny that an international outlook would seem essential. But what is fairly new is the way it grapples with modern cultural divisions. On Volta, Björk has brought together some of the most unique international voices from wildly dissimilar backgrounds, not to cram them into her vision, but to create a collective vision. As a political metaphor, and as a pop CD, it's a pretty impressive accomplishment.
That's music critic Will Hermes talking about the new CD from Icelandic pop singer Björk. You can hear an entire concert by Björk at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.